This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bills also made news on Sunday, releasing Von Miller. This is an interesting one. We've talked about it. Both of us totally expected something to be done with Von, whether that was a release now, a release designated post June 1, or just a restructure. We know is an immediate release. So here's the big question I've been getting all day. Sal, why would they do this like this and not make it a post June 1 release? It's a great question. Mm-hmm. I'll answer, but there is definitely debate on how they could have done it and what is more beneficial for the team. By doing it now, everybody, yes, the Bills are going to eat $15 million in salary cap, dead salary cap. They have to have $15 million counting on the cap for Von Miller, who's not on the roster. They also immediately open up $8.3 million for this year to use starting Monday, Wednesday, free agency. Okay. After that, it's all gone. Nothing next year. If they designated a post-June 1 cut, they would have saved, actually, on the salary cap, they would have saved $17 million on the salary cap. 17, which is like, wow, why didn't they would not have that money available to them until June 1st. Mm-hmm. They couldn't use it. It would be tied up. And they would count less money as a dead cap, but in 2 years.
Yes.
Close to $7 million this year and close to $7 million next year. So it's chicken and egg. Mm-hmm. It's a good argument. This is why they did it now.
Yeah, for sure. I understand the reasoning behind it because they probably want to have this money available now as opposed to having it to use later down the road. They also probably knew that they were about to give Josh Allen this massive contract, so they wanted that little bit of extra flexibility down the road, not having as much money go into the future, knowing how much they're going to be paying Josh Allen. All of these millions matter when you're talking about these types of things. I'm really interested to see how this plays out, just because I know that it's usually a throwaway line, but when the insiders reported that Von was getting cut, every one of them included, both sides are open to a potential reunion. So I wonder if this was the Bills' way of getting his money off the books, knowing what they had to spend, and then in a month or two, having him come back for $3 million a year. Unless there's like a contender that really, really wants him, I could see that playing out.
So if that were to happen, so everybody knows, the 15 mil that dead cap would still count. No matter what, that's counting. No matter what happens from here on out, the Bills have to take out a 15 million dead cap for Von Miller. If he were to re-sign, it would be 15 million plus whatever he resigns for. If, as you say, Matt, 3 million. So it'd be counting 18 million instead of what it was going to be, 23. So that's where you got to wash it. Okay, he was going to count 23. We're moving on from him. So if obviously you're not going to do that, or else they would have just kept him on the roster. But it's 15. And then if he were to come back, 15 plus whatever else he signs for. Okay, so that's Von Miller. He's been released. We are looking at other things that could happen. Let me give you this list here for a second. Okay, I tweeted this out yesterday. Because of these moves, set the Bills up very well over the next several years. Now, not counting guys who signed reserve futures deals, Matt, not counting guys essentially on the practice squad last year or a whole bunch of guys who are going to be signing one-year deals. This is all the Bills have for guys going into the last year of their deal. Mitch Trubisky, Mike White, James Cook, that's a big one, Connor McGovern, as you mentioned, David Edwards, A.J. Epenesa, Daquan Jones, Bealen Spector, Christian Benford, Kyrie Elam, and Cam Lewis. That is it. Of all the players who were on the team as active roster players last year, that is the list of guys who are going into the final year of their deal. That is great work for the Bills to basically say, hey, we don't really have to deal with a lot of this next year. There's some things, maybe Benford, maybe Cook, maybe you deal with them still now, though.
Yeah, definitely. I think to the Bills' credit, they had a plan that they started to execute last year that kind of put them in this position this year. Now, like we said, you never completely get out of things. You're going to have to pay these guys, and it's going to get more complicated as time goes on. But I think we both agree that the correct strategy here is to attack the window that you're currently in, kind of like the Eagles have done, like the Saints did forever. They just didn't do it with a good team. When you have this franchise quarterback in his prime, you need to make the most of these years. And if that means you put all of your chips in to try and win a Super Bowl from now until 2027, if you win one, who cares how big of a cap mess you have once that is done? Like, that's the price that you have to pay. So they've got some things they've got to figure out. They've got some other players that they got to figure out of the names that you've mentioned. The McGovern extension to me would not be shocking just because, you know, it's not like he's a player that makes a ton of money. I believe he has 2 years left. Is 2 years or 1 year left on his deal? 1 year left on his deal.
I believe 1 year left.
I think one year left on his deal.
Yes.
You know, when they signed him to be a guard. Now he's a center. There's probably a difference in money there that they want to make sure they have right. David Edwards is another interesting name just because he's very, very affordable. I don't really think anything they could do now would lower his number because it already is so low.
Right.
And then Christian Benford is the one that I'm a bit surprised hasn't happened yet. But with cornerbacks, the market is probably a bit more complicated to figure out than some of these other positions they have already figured out.